For some reason, Neil's wife didn't like the pizza, but Neil would always eat it, no matter what. Even after all that bullshit with the health department, that whole thing.
My name is Del Green. I'm a health inspector with Fresno County. I've been inspecting this restaurant now for 17 years. When I first started inspecting DePrezza's, they had a problem with rat droppings, but that's pretty standard for this area because of our climate. Later, there was a problem with the water not being of sufficient temperature for killing bacteria during the dishwashing process. That was another thing they needed to fix, and that they did fix. But then all of a sudden, things started getting worse over there. They had so many violations that we were almost obligated to put chains on the door to protect the community. They were using a soiled wiping rag for sanitation of food contact surfaces. They were storing the wiping rags in the sanitizing buckets.
Bullshit.
I found two instances of them thawing a frozen cheese in a mop sink.
Bullshit.
The ceiling vent had an accumulation of grease.
Bullshit.
Their ice machine drain line was directly connected to the sewer.
May Jesus strike you dead.
And they were in violation of the county ordinance that clearly states that no sleeping accommodations shall be kept in any room where food is prepared, stored, or sold.
They talk about stuff like that, but they don't talk about all the love that goes into our food. That's the most important thing, and it's the one thing not on their report, that the food came in contact with love. Too much love stains on the counter, wiping rag drenched in love. That's what the report should say. You can ask our customers. They never complain about any forks and spoons being soaked in the mop bucket. But they'll tell you how much they love the food, love the atmosphere, love to come and see the comedy, love the pizzas. You have to read between the lines of that. I put a lot of sweat and blood and elbow grease into this food. So, yeah, if you're going to blame someone, don't blame me. Blame the staff. Or blame our suppliers. We get most of our food from a supply company in Ohio anyway.